Welcome to Nocturnal Admissions, the Las Vegas Weekly Nightlife Podcast. I'm Deanna Rilling, and on the phone I have Avicii. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you? Everything good?
Yeah, definitely. So you're actually going to be coming to Las Vegas to play at Wet Republic on the 15th. This is going to be your first time in Vegas, correct?
Well, I've been to Vegas before, but it will be my first gig.
Okay, great. Well, it seems like over here in the U.S., overnight everyone's talking about your music all of a sudden, but we don't know a lot about your background and your career. So how did you get your start in electronic music?
Well, I kind of just tried downloading a sequencer once to do a remix of an old track called Tankcraft 400.
Okay.
So I kind of got started on that one, and yeah, I don't know, I just kind of got kind of hooked instantly.
Mm-hmm. Now, were you a DJ first, or did you start producing first?
No, I started producing.
Okay, and at what age did you kind of start getting interested in that?
Well, I guess it was 17.
Okay.
I think it was 17.
Okay, and then for those that don't know, I mean, you found quite a lot of success already, and you're still only 20, right?
Yeah.
I know it doesn't matter in Europe or Canada, but in the U.S., people have to be at least 21 to be in the clubs, have a drink. So you've played venues like Space in Miami, and you're going to be at Wet Republic in Vegas. So do you just kind of have to hang out backstage till you're set, leave right after? How does that work?
No, it's been pretty cool so far. Mm-hmm. I've been able to stay back a bit and mm-hmm. spend some time at the party.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of hang out in the booth and all that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Do you feel like there's extra pressure to prove yourself in the industry since you're kind of one of the youngest well-known DJ producers right now?
Not really. I mean, mm-hmm. I get, like, from the start, people have been supportive of me, and mm-hmm. they treated me kind of not really like a youngster, so I haven't really felt that young.
Okay.
I haven't felt that extra pressure.
Okay, cool. I know at 18 you're already releasing tracks and receiving support, like you mentioned, from artists like Laid Back Luke, Daft Punk, Steve Angello, more. Do you feel maybe like Sweden is more nurturing for up-and-coming dance music artists than perhaps the United States?
I think maybe for DJs from outside Sweden, mm-hmm. tend to, just because of the success with the Swedish House Mafia or Eric Prydz, Adam Beyer, John Dahlbeck, and all of these DJs, I think people get more interested when they get tracked from a Swedish producer.
Okay. Do you remember maybe the first track that you heard that really got you interested in house music, or perhaps the first like party you ever attended?
I think the first one that really got me into—I can't remember electronic music in general, but mm-hmm. for house, it was definitely "Feel the Vibe" by Axwell.
Okay.
And electronic music, something from Daft Punk, like "Digital Love" or something.
Mm-hmm. How about the first event you ever attended? Did you attend as a fan first and then get into production?
No, that was after. Because I wasn't at the beginning. I wasn't that much into. The whole DJing thing. I got into it really quickly, but mm-hmm. Just from the start, I was more into the production side, right? So I think the first one was when Pete Tong played in Sweden.
Okay.
We have like a thing called the Scandinavian Music Festival, so they did an event at a club in Sweden. I think that was the first real one I attended.
Mm-hmm. How long ago was that?
That was 2 years ago.
Wow.
3 years, two and a half. No, two. No, it was two and a half years ago.
So this is all still kind of new for you, in a way.
Yeah. I guess you could say that. Yeah, but I've been working so much mm-hmm. as well. So it feels like I've been doing it a lot longer.
Yeah. What did you do for work, if anything, before becoming a producer?
I was
like a retail job.
I really didn't have anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a brief telemarketing job.
Oh, really?
A couple of weeks, something like that. Yeah. But yeah, other than that, I just kind of spend time just on my productions.
Mm-hmm. When you're touring live, what kind of a live rig do you use? Are you on CDJs or are you running Serato, or what are you doing up there in the booth?
I'm on CDJs.
Okay,
and
cool.
On CDs. I'm in the process of getting over to USB sticks and mm-hmm. everything now, but still using CDs.
Okay, cool. What do you think has maybe been the most memorable gig or moment thus far on this, which is your first world tour?
It's either Sensation White in St. Petersburg, just because I've always one of those venues that I've always wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either that one or the Electric Daisies in Los Angeles.
Oh, the one we just had?
Hard to say. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, this was my first year there, and it was just so mind blowing. The whole setup, production with all the different stages and just all the people. You know, no, it was so crazy. Mm-hmm.
Did you play on Friday or Saturday?
I played both Friday and Saturday.
Okay. What do you think maybe about the whole fallout that happened after EDC this year?
Yeah, what do you mean with?
With the girl that passed away and the new restrictions that they're putting on everything. Did you hear about that?
No, I didn't even hear about
that. Oh, wow.
I didn't hear that M1 passed away at EDC.
Yeah, what happened was I was actually there on Saturday and there was like a 15-year-old girl got in, I guess, and you know, supposedly that she had taken illegal substances and ended up in the hospital and passed away a couple days later. So they kind
That's
of...
terrible.
Yeah, the Coliseum called for a ban on electronic music events. So that's what kind of happened with that. So we're not sure if there's going to be EDC there next year. But
oh, shit, that's crazy. Yeah, we had a big one here in Europe as well.
Yeah, the Love Festival.
Love Parade in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, but so maybe on something like that, what do you think is maybe one of the keys to making events successful and safe? Do you have any opinions on that at all?
Well, I think it's hard. I think the security mm-hmm. is really important as well. I mean, I saw all the fence jumping and stuff like that there as well at the EDC, right? So I think like the security point is really really important, but I mean it's so when with that amount of people, mm-hmm. I mean it's hard to make to set up an event like that, obviously.
Right. On a more positive note, for you, did you have any classical music training in your background before you started production, such as maybe piano or guitar?
Not really. I played some guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Not really piano, but I wasn't very good at guitar either, you know. Just thought it was funny, you know.
Yeah. Do you have plans to work on a complete artist album sometime soon?
Well, at the moment we're trying to just get some singles out.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously sometime in the future that's something I want to do, but not in the near future.
Okay. Cool. Where does the name Avicii come from?
Well, it means the lowest level of Buddhist hell.
Oh, okay.
So it's like kind of like Dante's Inferno. So it's the lowest level in the of hell in Buddhism. And mm-hmm. a friend of mine told me about it, and it kind of just got stuck in my head. And I was gonna make up a name for my MySpace page, like the first time, and I just kind of. Yeah, I just kind of went for it. I tried a couple of other stuff before, but they were all taken. So I kind of ended up with the Avicii, and then I got really attached to it.
And then is there anything else we should look out for you maybe in the upcoming year?
Well, I'm doing... I just released a collab with John Dahlbeck.
Okay.
Called Don't Hold Back. And then I have upcoming collaborations as well. I have one with Tiesto.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And I have one with Tiesto and Sebastian Ingrosso coming up.
Wow, you're busy.
Those ones I'm really... yeah, I'm really looking forward to those ones, especially the one with both Tiesto and Sebastian. It's because it's kind of cool. We're going to call it Generations because it's kind of three different generations. So it's going to be a really cool track, I think.
Okay. Do you think we might hear any of that when you're at Wet Republic?
I'm not sure. I won't be able to play it. It's not even finished yet. Oh,
okay.
So.
But maybe some of the other stuff that you're working on?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to try. I have a bunch of new solo stuff that I just finished as well that I'm going to try out for sure.
Cool. Good luck on the tour, and look forward to checking you out when you're at Wet Republic on August 15th here in Las Vegas. And thanks again for your time.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
Cool.
Right, thank you.
Thank you. Take care. For up-to-date Las Vegas nightlife and dance music scene news, always be sure to check out LasVegasWeekly.com.